As outcry grows over the Trump administration's policy to separate undocumented immigrants from their children at the border, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the National Sheriffs Association in New Orleans earlier today.
There has been much outcry, consternation, and frankly, misinformation from many in the press, in Congress, and advocacy groups over the last few weeks that we at DHS are intentionally doing things that are unhumanitarian, that are cruel, immoral, and disgraceful. We aren't doing none of those things. We are enforcing the laws passed by Congress, and we are doing all that we can in the executive branch to protect our communities.
Secretary Nielsen pushing back against the criticism, saying that the department, quote, does not apologize for the situation. In the first month and a half that the administration's zero-tolerance policy was in effect, 2,000 children were separated from their parents. That figure came directly from the Department of Homeland Security. This, as more and more politicians have been speaking out against the separation policy. House Speaker Paul Ryan and at least two Republican senators are among them, as well as Laura Bush and Michael Hayden. So it's a tense backdrop. As the House turns to immigration this week, lawmakers are set to vote on legislation addressing family separation at the border. Rachel Bade is a congressional reporter for Politico.
You know, we're seeing from an increasing number of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who are saying that they are uncomfortable with this policy and want to know more or are flat out asking the president to stop this now. We saw Democrats this weekend, a bunch of lawmakers showed up at the border demanding entry into these facilities where kids are being kept, wanting to know more and asking the president to stop. But Republicans are also saying that they don't know what's going on here and they want more information. GOP Senators Susan Collins of Maine, Jeff Flake of Arizona both sent a letter yesterday to the Homeland Security Secretary asking, are people coming to the border asking for asylum being separated from their kids? If so, this is not what you said was going to happen when you were on Capitol Hill a few weeks ago. They're seeking clarity. They say they're really disturbed by these reports, and people are leaning toward addressing this. But the question is, how are they going to address this? Technically, the White House can just stop this policy, right? The president has tried to blame Democrats, but let's be honest here. That's very much hogwash, right? Republicans control the White House. They control the border policy right now. They control Congress. And so Republicans can stop this at any time. The question is, will the president do that?
Well, and we also saw a couple things since then. We've also seen former First Lady Laura Bush come out speaking about her concerns about this.
That's right. And I think that that's just going to add pressure. Melania Trump also has expressed a desire to want this policy to stop. But right now, what we're seeing is a bunch of finger pointing. Instead of owning up to it and owning up to the policy, we're seeing the president try to push off blame on Democrats. And that's particularly interesting because just a couple of weeks ago, I remember listening to a podcast where I was hearing Chief of Staff John Kelly actually make an argument for why the country needed to do this. And he was saying we need some sort of strong deterrent, and this will basically keep people from coming into this country that shouldn't be here. It'll stop them from coming. And so he was justifying it just a couple of weeks ago. Well, perhaps the pressure is one of the reasons why they're trying to push back now and blame someone else or flat out deny it. You know, there was a tweet yesterday by the Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen who said point blank, we do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period. Well, as you know, there's reporting to the contrary, but that does show that the pressure is increasing. But people are really going to have to dig down to get to the facts and, you know, hold people accountable and find out what's going on.
Beyond writing op-eds, beyond having conversations about this, beyond finger pointing, what is it that people are actually doing to make change here? Because as the finger pointing continues, we're seeing photographs of children in uniforms, photographs of children with numbers on them. So beyond the talk, what's actually happening?
And very disturbing, right? So on Capitol Hill right now, Republicans in the House are voting on two immigration bills this week. These are Republican bills. They basically, one of them includes a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, which obviously Democrats will like, but it also includes a whole bunch of immigration red meat policy issues, including, crackdown at the border, a border wall with Mexico. One of them has a provision that would keep families together at the border. But here's the rub. a lot of folks are not going to like the solution that Republicans have come up with in the House. And basically, it's a policy where families, parents and kids would stay together, but the policy of detaining them indefinitely will continue, meaning children will be held indefinitely with their parents in cells in wherever they're being kept. So basically, they are jailed with their parents. The ACLU has already pushed back on this policy, saying this is not the solution here. So this solution is something that's going to be controversial. I don't even think the bill passes the House. So beyond that, right now, the unfortunate thing is there is not a lot of action being taken. It's really in the questioning stage, and the solution that has been put out there is not going to be good enough for a lot of people.
Rachel Bade is a congressional reporter for Politico. Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.